All right, it's time for a little sports of leisure. A little different music today. As Dave Skoll hanging out with us in what has become his new hero.
He's my
returning champion for Jeopardy.
He's my guy.
You do love the man.
I do.
Do you watch him live now, or are you still DVRing
it? Yeah, it's turned into appointment television.
Now you're on the live band.
And just to be clear, I always watch Jeopardy. I often watch it on delay.
Yeah, you're the lock of Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Never watch Jeopardy live. Come on, people. You got to get through all of the nonsense. I don't want to hear about their past.
Hey, guys.
I don't care about this person.
Actually, I do. That's one of my favorite parts of the show.
Really?
I love awkward conversation from people that don't have social skills. It's one of my favorite things to watch.
That is right. How many people? What is the Venn diagram of social skills in Jeopardy to the winners?
So one time you had a wart on your toe, Helen. Tell me all about it.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Alex.
I'd like to take Asperger's for $1,000, please. That would be great. So Dave Skoll hanging out with us.
He's my
biggest
guy.
Biscuit.
So I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
No, you're fine. What's the dude's name?
James Holthausen.
Holthauser. Yeah, that's his name. We'll go with that one.
I appreciate his strategy and his approach because not enough.
Don't talk about it. Might be a grab back question.
Okay, fine.
Hold on. Now I got to look through and see if it is. Because I know what you were going to talk about.
Be question 10, grab it.
Yep. Well, that's one of them. But yes, it's along those lines. So yeah, we won't say that. We'll get to that when somebody gets to grab back question number 10.
Yeah, right. After we hit that, sure, why not, Matt?
Yeah, we'll totally get into that. And if somebody does not,
way to ruin our conversation. Way to ruin our back and forth natural banter.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's organic. It's organic. You didn't even get the script because it was my turn to talk.
Hey, can you toss me a pen, Jason? Organic was that, Magic?
Actually, Magic, you did get the script because it was my turn to talk and you just barreled right in. So you did get the script. Good to know.
Script.
All right, time for a little sports or leisure on Friday edition.
That's right.
Mr. Cool Magic.
You know, I really wish that two of the people in the studio weren't, on strict diets, because now I'm going to have to eat seven snickerdoodles.
Dude, shout out to Mrs. Biscuit, who
my wife. I don't have a wife. My mother.
Mother. Mama Biscuit.
Yeah.
Mama Biscuit, who gave...
That's a fantastic name, by the way.
younger Biscuit, the snickerdoodle cookies as he was leaving that were home-baked by her. And Dave...
I was visiting... This afternoon.
Well, that's nice of you.
Using their printer so I can
that's
print
right.
off the sports.
Hi,
leisure.
Guys. It's been a while since I've seen you. Your printer still works, right?
Hey, Dad, are you using that computer right now? Yes. Right. Well, could you get off
please? I'd really like to visit with you, but I'd also like to have something going on that I need to do while I'm visiting. So
I know
therefore,
it's inconvenient. You're probably doing something important, but you need to get up, please.
Son, I haven't seen you in 5 years.
Well, they see me too much.
That's right. Don't have internet. I got to check my email. Hey, Mom, haven't seen you in a while. I'm going to just go check my email real quick. All right, we'll see you later. It's good to see you.
All my friends. I mean, I have internet and email at the house.
Oh, do you?
Can I get on the computer now?
No,
I have to clean the internet history.
Look, all my friends have wives and kids and lives. So my parents see me probably more often than they want to now. It's like, hey, I got nothing going on. You guys, what are you all doing?
Those first two don't always translate to the third.
Okay? Yeah.
Wives and kids and lives. Sometimes it's wives and kids and no lives.
Well, that's their
life. That's right. That is their life. You are not wrong about that.
So all the people I normally hang out with, for the first 30 some odd years of my life.
That's right.
Now hang out with their kids. And that's fine. I'm sure it's rewarding and awesome, but I'm alone in this world.
But Dave's like, I don't want them. I don't care about your kids.
Of course I care about them.
I don't know that you do. Not the way
kids.
We do.
Jason, kids. Yeah.
What's the breaking news? Is my wife going into labor?
I'll see you later. Why would
she call you first?
It's now leisure and leisure.
To be fair, would you answer the phone?
Yes, my phone is on. My ringer's been on for 3 weeks.
Just in case?
Yes, and on high.
You see, that's a different different stats for Jason.
By the way, Matthew Hurt, is that what you were going to?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Sorry about that. I'll let you break the news. Sorry.
You know what? You just barreled into his...
How does
his
it feel?
His news breaks. That's what I do to people?
How does it feel?
Jason, you just barreled into
I don't know
Magic's.
What you're going to say, but real quick, Matthew Hurt chooses Duke. Magic, your breaking news. Go ahead.
Matthew Hurt chooses Duke.
Oh.
Do you have Hurt by Johnny Cash that you can play?
And then the next text that comes in at 437-96-80 says, Kentucky has not landed a top five player since they started wearing checkerboard. Coincidence?
Is that true, though?
I think not.
Is that true?
I'm not sure.
I think isn't the checkerboard like 10 years old?
When did they start wearing the checkerboard? Because Cal hasn't landed a top five guy since 2015.
That's an homage to Secretariat, correct?
2015, the last time UK landed a top five recruit. That would be Scal Labissiere.
Labissiere.
Not going to catch lobs at this team if you know what I'm talking about.
Lob your ass back to Europe.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Yes. Good for you, guy. I don't know when they started officially changing to the checkerboards.
I thought there was a feature, you know, in their uniform, but a Kentucky fan can speak to that more accurately than I can.
Yeah, it was a big deal, you know, and again, I'm such a UK homer that I'm one of the few that actually like the checkerboard.
I believe it was a 2016.
There you go. There it is.
Well, that is the 30-year anniversary, correct, of Secretary?
Of somebody coming out with checkerboards?
No, Secretary, it's 1973. What
of
am I saying?
Of somebody inventing the checkerboard pattern? 30 years ago, we finally put this color next to that color, next to the same color, next to the same color, and then the next row, we just switched them up.
Well, I was wrong anyway. You know.
Who did invent the checkerboard pattern?
The Secretary was 1973 anyway. So,
that's true. That would have been
Debunked
Seattle
myself.
Slough? Was Seattle Slough 76?
He was 77 and affirmed was 78.
Mm. It started with a 7, though. I was right there.
73, 77, 78. And one of the outbursts of Triple Crown winners.
A little bit also in the college basketball world. Cassius Winston announces he will return to Michigan State next season.
Whoa, now there'll
be money.
Now there'll be two Cassius Winstons in college basketball, the one in Michigan State and the one for Louisville. Purvis Ellison said he's going to be Cassius Winston for Louisville.
I was just happy to hear Purvis Ellison speak.
That's a good point, too. That is exactly right.
What was that for, Magic? You don't know. You don't know. I can't wait. There's going to be egg all over your face. I can't
That's right.
In your beautiful hair.
In his beard.
I'm just saying we have to take a step back here. I don't think he's earned fresh yet either. Let's be honest. Last time we tried to say, well, he wants to go by Puma. Let's call him Puma. That did not go well.
We had this entire discussion yesterday on Drew's show, Blankenbaker and I.
Yeah, because I don't know that I can call a man fresh.
You know.
Right now.
Once bitten, twice shy after the Puma.
And yes, I did call him Puma.
I did that, so you could just put that away.
I didn't know you could sew hair into hair. I didn't know that. That's my favorite part. By the way, it's not the sewing hair into hair. It's the I didn't know that.
Can we put
hair into hair?
Yes.
I like what I've seen from Puma. And, you know, I do call him Puma, just so you want, if you need to know that.
You know that.
I spent 4 hours in his house, all right? Three of them were me and his mom.
Whoa!
And I watched her get her hair done for 3 hours.
I didn't know that.
I'm a
I didn't even know that you could sew hair into hair. I didn't know that.
I was eating a steak going, ha, ha, ha. That's good, that's good, coach.
Sorry, I was still...
Beat Bama.
My mind was still going, ooh, when you said I spent 3 of the 4 hours with his mom. Like,
I'm a good football coach and I know how to win games.
Didn't we have the updated one? Did we? We didn't save that one. I just threw a piece of paper. Just flipped a piece of paper out here.
I got Tony Rallied there.
Oh my goodness! I totally threw the Tony Rally paper like that. Yes, you've got to just single out. Just only do the I didn't know that. I didn't know you could sew hair into hair. I didn't know that.
Obviously, over exaggerating that, but that's
I didn't know
that's the fun.
Not really.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
He sounds kind of like a HW.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Mission
Gallagher. Or Jimmy Carter. It's kind of a cross.
I feel like I should use this today if somebody
sounds like
gets
an old man.
Wrong.
Yes. What's that?
Should just use this today if somebody gets a question wrong.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Coach is gone.
Coach. Coach is gone. Coach is gone, guys.
We don't want to get too far into that.
Coach is gone.
Nope. Not this week.
We will never start
not
Sports or Leisure if we start
down
that road.
Not this week.
We've still got 4 minutes to the over-under.
Yeah, that's right.
Coach, pasta!
So what we are playing for today, our Sports or Leisure prizes, we have a pair of tickets to opening night of Disney on Ice. The KFC Yum Center, Thursday, May 16th. Speaking of kids, Disney on Ice, May 16th. A pair of tickets for that. We got Sports and Social gift card, if you want that. We got Papa John's gift card. We've got Cattleman's Roadhouse gift card. We've got the Tekkenina tickets. That is Mercury Ballroom on May 28th. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you don't win the tickets. That is what we are playing for today.
Coach? Coach?
So here are the Coach categories. Here are the categories we are playing for today. I'm just... Still can't get over the fact that you didn't save the I was a good football coach and I knew
I can't believe I didn't save it either because in my mind I said save this.
David on Twitter says that checkerboard pattern was clearly created by Edward Chess in 1743.
Oh, there you go.
Makes sense. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I believe Chess. That. Yeah, I believe that. Yeah,
Edward Chess.
Teddy Chess is what his friends call him.
Did you get
him.
Smarter?
Ted Chess. Ted Chess.
Ted Chess.
Ted Chess. Huh?
Hey. Ted's playing chess. The rest of y'all are playing checkers, if you know what I mean.
Ron Checkers.
Ted Chess and his buddy Checkers.
And his Ron Checkers. Ted and Ron are showing up. Yeah, but Ron's an idiot.
Yeah. Chess was the smart one. Ted's the smart game.
Look, Ron's idea was to do this. What did Ted say? He wanted us to do something else. Let's go with Ted.
Let's go with Ted.
Okay. Let's play. Let's do a thing called Jeffrey Game Theory.
Okay. What about Bobby Backgammon? Where does he fit in here?
Oh, hey. Yes. Richard Texas Hold'em. Am I right? So categories are on sports side, NBA, NFL, college basketball. There are two general sports questions that I didn't want to come up with a category for. And then Governor's Cup, Mr. Basketball as well.
And the 2002 Little League World Series, because it's always topical, right?
That is exactly right, yes.
Questions are left over.
And questions specifically related to the Orioles-Yankees series, only revolving around Jeffrey Mayer.
Jeffrey Mayer. Only questions about
what high school did Jeffrey Mayer attend? What level did Jeffrey Mayer get to in the minor leagues?
A boom. All right, on the leisure side, on the Robert Loggia side, I've got Game of Thrones, The Grab Bag, This Week in the Zone.
Yeah.
Death Row Records.
Yeah.
And City of Louisville. Just the Louisville in general, the trivia. Not
just the city.
Not the school.
Okay. By the way, somebody texted in yesterday because this Jordan Brown kid that is now on the transfer market, went to Nevada, McDonald's All-American, top 35 player or whatever.
Oh, sure.
Didn't play much last year for Musselman.
Did
played
not.
A lot at the beginning, and then those minutes tapered off and then just disappeared. Yeah. And so he is now on the open market, and he's thinking about going to California or Cal with Mark Fox. And also Kentucky is in there. And I was saying something about Cal, and I was like, well, he's a West Coast guy, so he chose Nevada over UCLA and Arizona State, so he may end up at Cal. And the texter was like, so is he going to Cal or is he going to Cal? Right. So is he interested in Cal or is he interested in Cal? Which Cal? I'm like, good call, sir.
Coach?
Well done. So I do that all the time. Like, we had people text in from time to time during the whole, anytime we're talking about Louisville as a university, and it's like, well, look, Louisville did this. And like, city or university, man? I'm like, you know what? Because there's some things that be like, you know what? That's kind of interchangeable. So it's a good point. I probably should distinguish between those two. Because it's like, look, Louisville wanted to restructure the deal with the Yum Center, and Louisville did not. Wait a minute. So you follow. You know what I mean. All right, 267-9680 is the phone number. You get a leisure question, you get a sports question, you get them both right, you win the prize. You get either of them wrong, you lose.
Shame. 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 You get put in the box and you feel
right.
You feel the shame.
That's exactly right. Winner gets one of these prizes. Loser hangs out with Magic Mike on a Friday night.
They're
Coach?
Sharing a
if
drink
they, want
they
to.
Call loneliness. It's better than drinking alone.
That's right. Exactly. See?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Appreciate that. I'm ready to go. Piano Man, you ready to play?
I'm in.
All right. Magic? You didn't think I got that reference, you fools.
Hey, guys, this this microphone
yeah.
smells like a beer. Magic? Look at his face.
Magic?
He's so sad.
You wanna? Are you going to sit at his bar and put bread in his jar? Wait a minute. Where's Nick Valvano? Man, what are you doing here?
I got to tell you, you know how upset Nick's going to be? Maybe I should
go. Oh, la-de-da.
There were snickerdoodles.
He leaves and there's snickerdoodles.
Snickerdoodle today, Nick.
I think he took a drug test.
He did
too,
take a drug test.
It's even worse for him.
Well, no, it's probably for the best because that's Skull's mom's special Snickerdoodles. So, not the day to take the drug test, but the Snickerdoodles.
Hey-o.
Texas
apparently
Mark
my
Fox
mother
sucks.
Peddles edibles.
Well,
apparently that's
actually the name of her bakery.
Potables for 200.
Peddles edibles. Potent potables. All right, we're all ready to go. Let's play a little sports or leisure. Snakes leads us off. It's ESPN 680 105.7 on a Friday. Snakes, would you like to start with sports or would you like to start with leisure?
Hey, coach, you eat pasta?
I'm going to go with leisure because I think I'll be smart enough to answer a leisure question.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, for sure. You're like Edward Chess of the group.
I don't know about sports.
I know that.
I was dumb enough to wear a $250 pair of shoes outside today.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You wore 200 outside? What, do you not watch the weather? What, are you not watching Mark with a C Weinberg?
No.
Oh, he would have told you, don't wear it.
His
weather report this morning was don't wear a $250 pair of shoes outside today. That's what he said. That's all. I'm like, you know what? I bet it's going to be like 50 and rainy then.
You know, I think oddly there was also something in the message about, hey, snakes, you especially, don't wear those. But, you know, maybe if you have a bad phone connection, you couldn't hear it.
Hey, I'm proud of my Chinese New Year Jordan 12 retros right now.
Ooh.
They're looking real crispy right now.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm in a vehicle, so as long as I don't have to get out.
Okay, well, that's good for now. Let's pray for no flat tire, or you have AAA, so hopefully that's the case. All right, what about leisure there, David?
You want a Game of Thrones, Grab Bag, This Week in the Zone, Death Row Records, or City of Louisville?
Let's try Death Row Records.
I thought you might go that way. I was thinking of you when I wrote these questions.
Don't ask like him number five.
I'm not. He's going to get that to him. Let's see. You know what? You're a cultured man. The Chronic, the debut album by Dr. Dre, featured cameos by much of the Death Row roster and is credited for birthing what iconic West Coast hip-hop sound?
The G-Funk sound.
My man. Gangsta Funk. Good job, Snakes.
Thank you, sir.
It's the G-Funk era.
Funked out
with
a
gangster twist. Was that the whitest thing that ever happened on the show?
Was that
whiter than Snakes? Can you help us out on this? At least help us a little bit, right? Luckily, we got Snakes on the line. That would have been like a white version of mayonnaise.
Was that more or less white than that picture that Diener and Blankenbaker took at Keeneland?
No, Diener and Blankenbaker was a bleached version of mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise too spicy.
This
was the
we were a whiteout mayonnaise.
Let me tell you something. Diener's my guy.
Uh-huh.
But there's nothing whiter. Sorry.
Probably not wrong.
Sorry.
I mean, the guy is trying out to be a tennis broadcaster. Right?
Maybe lot.
He's auditioning to be a tennis broadcaster. Yeah. No, is there anything whiter than that?
Locke puts his gangster on when I would see him on
it's true.
On the Spectrum News Channel. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has his glasses on. He looks like a totally different person.
And Locke tried to start a rap group with his friends, and his name was MC Lean. McLean, MC Lean. That's true. That's a true story. I'm not even making that up. That's a true story.
I've never seen him smile on TV. So that's,
that's right. All right, on the sports side, NBA, NFL, two randoms, a college basketball, and then Governor's Cup, Mr. Basketball.
Let's go NBA. I think that's the only sport I've somewhat versed in.
Okay, very good. I also have a Major League Baseball one that somehow got included in the NBA category that I'm looking at right now. So very good. Boy, this is not well organized.
Hey, coach,
on my part.
Hey, coach, you eat pasta?
We need to have a pasta category next week or something like that. But then Nick Valvano would really be mad. He missed out on that one.
Oh, he would definitely just like phone in.
All right. Jamal Crawford scored 50 points last week there, Snakes. Becoming now the oldest player in NBA history to score 50, as he is 39 years and 20 days old when he did that. What player previously was the oldest player to score 50, to hang a 50 burger? Not as old as Jamal Crawford's 39 years and 20 days. Actually, this person.
Would that be Dean?
Who's that?
Bean?
Are you saying Kobe?
Kobe so Bean Bryant. Bean.
So how was he when he dropped 60?
Not as old as this other person when they dropped 50. So
are you sure?
Are you
positive?
Remember, Kobe came into the league in 96.
Yeah, Kobe was 12 years old when he got to the league.
He had played 20 years on the same team, so, I mean, he's at least 38, at the very least.
And this person was almost 39.
Yeah.
In fact, Jamal Crawford only beat this guy by about
85 days.
Yeah.
Or 80 days.
80 days or so. Yeah. That's right. Yes.
70 days. God, math is
about
hard.
60 days. Turns out he beat him one day. By one
70
day
days.
He won.
70
it was
days.
One day. But it's not a bad guess. I probably would have guessed Kobe as
69
well.
69 days.
Well, can't remember.
No, you cannot.
Smart enough.
Yeah. See, like you said, you would get the leisure, but not the sports.
Appreciate it, Snakes.
Thank you, Snakes. Appreciate it. Thank you.
I didn't know that.
Keep those shoes dry.
That's right. Too late for that. Kobe retired as a 37-year-old.
There you go.
So
Kobe's gone.
Kobe, he's gone. He's gone, Steve.
Coach is gone.
He's gone, Steve. Texas says, I'd like to hang out with Magic. I think we would get along, but I also believe that it would be creepy to meet a potential friend through a radio show text line. So there's that. Do you know, one of my groomsmen in my wedding, I met through this radio show.
Really?
I was on the air for like 3 months, and he had called at one of the breaks, and he was like, look, man, I know this is going to sound weird. He's like, but I know what it's like to go to a new town and not really knowing anybody, because it was a Friday. He was like, me and some of my friends are going to get together. We're going to go out to, I can't remember what bar it was. He's like, if you want to come out and hang out and meet us out there, you're more than welcome. If not, I get it, because it's kind of weird for somebody calling in and inviting you out. And then I went out there. Turns out he wasn't some guy wearing, you know, a wife beater and a fanny pack. I was worried about that.
Yeah.
Just a regular that's a guy.
He's wearing a hockey mask and holding a machete, so that was also weird.
Well, that's why we met at a public place. It was, you know, like the Craigslist. You know what? Let's meet in the parking lot of Walmart.
Right.
Let's do that. In fact, let's meet on the fourth aisle of Walmart, where there's a lot of security cameras around.
Right next to the Burger King bag that's always there.
So, and we've been friends ever since. And also it's how I got to know Duke Robb was through him as well. So, Lance knows everybody in this city. Everybody in this city.
Did I meet Lance?
You met Lance.
At Ribsgiving.
Yep. You met Lance at Ribsgiving. That's right.
Yeah, he brought Curly's.
Curly's. He brought Curly's. Yeah. Yes, that's Lance.
I remember. He's a nice guy. I like Lance.
Oh, he's great. Yeah, he's great. But yes, and his personality, you would go, okay, it would make sense that he would call somebody and look, if you want to come hang out with us, it's fine. He was also worried I would show up with a wife beater and a fanny pack on. Neither of us did. Let's go.
You sound your voice. I mean, you sound like
I sound like a wife beater and fanny pack type guy with the socks and the sliders.
100%.
The slides, I should say. Michael, next up, save this conversation. Michael, sports or leisure?
Yes, please. I'll answer that question.
All right, very good. Jamal Crawford scored 50 last week, becoming now the oldest player in NBA history to score 50 points. He's 39 years and 20 days when he dropped that. What player previously was the oldest to score 50? It was not Kobe Bryant. It was
Michael Jordan.
That is right. Michael Jordan was 38 years and 315 days. In fact, I kind of feel like that's kind of my age.
There you go.
I'm.
Do you feel limber? Could you go out and score
50? I could drop 50 right now. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I dunked on my son twice yesterday, so I'm still. It was 6 foot goal, but I'm still feeling good.
If nobody was on the court and if he had 5 hours to take as many shots as he wanted, he could score 50.
Score 50.
No, I would need 20 attempts at a three.
Ooh.
And I would score 50. I'm just joking. Of course not. It's an NBA range. Ooh. Are you kidding me? Leisure with Dave Skull.
It's just really sad.
Also,
Snakes,
by the way, it was a 7 foot goal I dunked on. Just so
Snakes was wearing Jordans and didn't get that answer right. That is kind of funny. It hurts my heart.
That is kind of funny that that's the case.
I have a sneeze. Hold on.
AJ.
It's good.
It's the worst. It's the worst. Is it there? Did you lose it?
No, it's coming as soon as I start reading, I think.
Good.
All right, we got Game of Thrones, Grab Bag, This Week in the Zone, Death Row Records, and The City of Louisville.
I'm going to go with The City of Louisville.
All right.
What famous TV journalist and former host of 2020 and Good Morning America attended and graduated from Seneca High School?
Fred Calgill.
That would be Diane Sawyer.
Oh, oh man.
Nice.
She's got a nice large, mural on the side of a building.
I was going to say, maybe don't take as long to get to the word mural next time.
Well, I started to panic. I was like,
what's the name? What's the name?
A nice large bowl of pasta.
It's like, she's got a very nice large mural.
Mural!
That's exactly right. You eat pasta.
That's right.
Coach, get your mind out of the gutter.
Turns out it's Diane's Louisville as well.
It is.
All right. It's not just Michael's, but Michael does have his pick of the prizes. So, Michael, hold on. We'll get your information. Congratulations, sir.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right.
All business, Michael.
As he should. We're going to pause for station identification. It is the Zone Radio Network.
You're listening to Kentuckiana's ESPN 680, WHBE Newburgh, and 105.7 WHBE FM Eminence Frankfurt.
I feel like the lead into this show. People can't see. I just looked over. He's got a snickerdoodle in his mouth. That was out of nowhere. I feel like the lead, you know, that's only a 10-second liner, right? The lead into the show should be us doing
I don't need
G
long,
Funk
Jason.
Era.
I don't need long.
That's right. I'll go ahead and mark that as well. Andy, next up. It's ESPN 680 105.7. It is Sports or Leisure on this Friday. Andy, what side would you like to start with, sir?
Heard you guys talking about the Jeopardy guy. Could I reach into Magic Mike's fabled grab bag and play with him for a moment?
Yes.
Yes,
you
can.
You absolutely can.
Magic Mike's fabled grab bag.
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 Which one is about Jeopardy there,
I got it.
David?
Number 10.
Number 10, that's right, number 10.
And I'll actually accept some alternate answers to this just because I've been watching the man closely. He's got a lot of strategies here. So Jeopardy contestant James Holzhauer continues breaking scoring records in his run on the show. What method does James use to score so high on the show?
I think they technically call it fishing.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's the one the Magic was looking for. It's jumping around the board.
Oh, they call it
looking
fishing?
For the, looking for the
I didn't want to make people
doubles
know the term.
Oh, I see. He's
And
he's
he goes
looking
for the $1,000 questions first in order to take them off the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, that way he has as much as possible when he hits the daily double.
That's right, 100%. Man. He also aggressively wagers. That was the other thing that I would
That you're say a big fan of, by the way.
Oh,
we've talked
huge
about this before, I think, off the air, that you hate Jeopardy players that are so conservative in the opening
they
round
treat
Jeopardy
it like real money. And they're so conservative in that first round. And it's just, first of all, that you get 2,000 to 1,000 for second and third. It's not real money. You have to win. You have to win to win that money. And in the first round, when people are so conservative with that first daily double, when you have a chance to actually build a real lead, and even if you get zeroed out on it, you have so much time and so many big money questions in Double Jeopardy to actually make up that lead. Like, it drives me insane. Certain people
yep
don't belong. They don't deserve the opportunity
that's right
that is Jeopardy, and it drives me insane. But yeah,
I love that you are that annoys you while watching Jeopardy.
Well, I railed on that it yesterday.
Yeah,
and it was funny. Like Action Cookbook. I don't know if he's a Twitter
yes
personality that lives in Louisville.
That's right.
I finally got the follow on Action Cookbook because he was just like, I heard you on the radio this morning. Your passion about weak Jeopardy players really set me up for the day. I was like, fair
so
enough,
first
Scott
year in, Cooper, math is not your strong suit, man. The first just year, Cooper
oh, yeah
did not do the math right to
that's
figure
right
out how many
intern
points
Jeopardy
he needed to advance.
Oh,
and
man
he got the final question right.
That was to win, too.
But didn't have, that was in the actual
yeah
championship.
That was to win.
But didn't have the right math done, and so he lost. Now he did the math wrong here, missed the question, and lost again. I'm taken aback. I'm at a loss. He had like a 5,000 point lead, and he bet like 4,000 of it. And
the first year he bet nothing,
he bet nothing
and lost.
He did the math wrong. He got the
yep
question right, and he didn't finish first, so he lost. This year he had
much
such a huge lead that all he had to do was bet zero. And he bet too much, got the question wrong, the person behind him got the question right, and he lost again. Like, what the heck is wrong with you? What are you? He's like, oh, all I had to do was bet zero? Like, what do you mean?
Dude, have you never seen Jeopardy before?
That's
right,
exactly.
That's right.
That's
exactly
why he,
right.
That's why he lost both of them. All right, so sports side. We do have an NBA, a Major League Baseball one, an NFL, a college basketball, and two random ones.
Oh. Let's go college basketball.
All right, very good. College basketball question. Man, there is a there's a fun one, but it's also like the most difficult question on the board. So I'm not going to go that route with you, sir. Zion Williamson declared for the NBA draft this week as a surprise move. He is, sir, the third freshman to win the Wooden Award, the Naismith Award, and the AP National Player of the Year Award. Who were the other two?
That would be Kevin Durant and Anthony Davis.
Good for you, sir. Well done, Andy. Good job, man. We will put you on hold and get your information. Thank you for playing, sir. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, that was easy.
I do have a question.
He clearly is a Jeopardy guy, although he did not answer that in the form of a question.
Why is there just a floating category of college football with nothing in it there?
Because
on the page?
That's the because that's the one that's two random ones that I said I didn't want to. I didn't know what category to put them in. Number six doesn't have a category if you look at it.
What's a two?
Six
you magic?
And seven don't have a category.
What's no seven? Football with nothing. Seven would have a category, but it would be one question in that category, and I didn't want to do that. But six clearly does not have a category if you read that. Right. It doesn't have one particular category. It's going to have to be general.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I was getting lost in your questions here.
I mean, well, yes, it's called 3 to 6, Monday through Friday. I got lost in you talking. Lee, next up. It's ESPN 680 105.7. Sports or leisure, Lee? What side?
Alternate title of the show.
Let's go leisure.
All right. We got Game of Thrones, Grab Bag, This Week in the Zone, Death Row Records, or City of Louisville?
Let's try Death Row Records.
My man. All right, let's. Which one do you think, Jason? Two or three?
Let's see. Let me pull up my Death Row Records cheat sheet here.
I kind of like three, but I don't know if that one's a little bit harder.
Hmm. Man, that is a little bit harder.
I'm not scared of this. Elvis. Come on.
Oh, wow, three. I love
it. All right. What immensely popular late 80s, early 90s rapper briefly signed with Death Row in 1995, but never actually released an album with the label? Very popular rapper.
He was a popular rapper. '80s, early '90s. He was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right around 1990.
That's right.
What you thinking, man?
I'm thinking any hint would be too easy with this.
I do too. Like I think
there's
any,
different. There's a number of things that are rolling in my head that would be like subtle hints, and none of them are subtle hints.
No.
With this guy, every one of them would be like, you know,
just got pushed him out of the plane, no parachute.
Late '80s, early '90s.
Okay, well, lucky he didn't hear that, Magic.
Magic just gave you a massive.
Yeah,
hint. I don't know if he.
I didn't hear it.
I know.
It's a really
because you would have immediately got it right. We were so mad at Magic for saying that. So, Lee, I apologize that you did not hear it. I typically, you know, tune Magic out as well. So you and I, like kindred spirits here, you know?
That's legit.
Spirit animals. Late 80s, early 90s, very popular rapper. I would say here's a hint. You wouldn't expect this guy to be in Death Row.
Yeah.
Ever.
I can only try to throw a dart. I'm going to guess... Uncle Luke from Two Live Crew.
I mean, that's a good guess.
You could see him in Death Row. Lee, I appreciate it, and thank you for attacking
the
category.
Look, yeah, Lee, I appreciate you going after that hard, man.
Absolutely.
That was definitely the hardest question
on the board.
That was kind of rough.
Thank you for playing,
Lee. I appreciate you, brother. All right, 267-9680 is the phone number.
Hey, look, he said he ain't scared.
And if he heard the hint by Magic, I think he would have.
Yeah.
I think everybody else
I dropped a subtle hint as well that I don't think you
Yeah,
did
yours was either. So subtle that I didn't get it. I didn't pick up on the hint that you dropped. Good for
That's
you.
Right.
Well done, guy. Steve, next up. It's ESPN 680 105.7. Steve, sports or leisure?
Leisure. I heard both hints.
Very well done, sir.
What immensely popular late 80s, early 90s rapper briefly signed with Death Row in 1995 but never released an album with the label?
So... I think the answer is MC Hammer, but I was gonna guess it anyway. I was going to say Will Smith until I heard Ooh.
Until you heard parachute?
That's honestly not a...
What was the subtle hint you gave, Dave?
I said that's legit.
Oh, my God, duh.
Yeah.
Oh, I said... But that was after he had already gotten it wrong.
No, it was before he got it wrong. Yeah.
My bad. I apologize. I thought that's what we were saying when we were letting him go.
No, I said it before that.
See, all of mine were going to be like... I couldn't figure out legit to put it in there. Yeah. I was trying to think of something around quitting or that was dumb or, you know... He was thankful for...
You gotta pray.
That's exactly right. He was thankful for a mind to rhyme and two hype feet.
Right.
This man was thankful to God for a mind to rhyme and two hype feet. Who is MC Hammer? That is right.
That's right. All right, good job, man. Now we're on sports.
Sports, all right. We've got NBA, we've got Major League Baseball, we got NFL, we got college basketball.
Does Kyle have one of those random questions?
All right, that's right. A random question. Very good. Random number 6 or 7, guys. Random 6 or random 7. Magic says 6. Dave, your vote? Whatever Dave goes with.
I like 7.
7, okay. There it is. Sorry, Magic.
Sorry, Magic.
Magic wanted 6, so we go with 7. Pick 3, my lord. Magic loves to say that. All right. Steve, Tiger Woods... You can lower the music just a touch, okay? It's a golf question, so we can't have any noise. Come
please
on, guys.
Quiet in the crowd, please.
Quiet
Thank
down.
You.
It's approaching.
Not on my swing.
It's approaching the 7th question.
Do you remember that? I love it.
He's looking for just one more right answer, and he'll win the prize in sports or leisure.
Guys, not on my swing.
Tiger Woods has 4 different seasons in which he's won 2 majors in that year, Steve. Since his last major in 2008. Before Sunday. There have been only 3 years in that stretch where the same golfer won 2 majors in the same year. Name 2 of the 3.
Now, you just need the golfer, right? Not
the golfer. I don't care about the majors that they won.
Or the year.
Yeah, because Tiger, 4 different times, he won in 2008, 2005, 2004.
2001.
2001, I think, were the years that he won. Maybe it wasn't
Tiger
2008.
Slam.
Yeah, Tiger Slam was back-to-back years.
Well, he won the
3, and then he won the one before. But I think he won one before that same year that he won the Masters, or won. Did he win the U.S. Open or the PGA or something like that? It clearly wasn't the U.S. Open because that would have been 5 in a row or 4. In a, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a row. He didn't do that. Regardless, he did it 4 years.
Irregardless,
it's been done 3 times. 3 different golfers have won 2. In one year.
One very recently.
Since Tiger.
Like super recently.
Yeah, all in the last 5 years, really. Yeah.
Hey, coach, you eat pasta?
So 2 of the 3, just to show you Tiger's dominance. I mean, the guy does.
Did I just hear you say they were all in the last 5 years?
All in the last 5 years, yep, 2 of the 3. There was a 2008 to...
Okay, I got a guess. I'm going to say Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth.
There you go.
There you go.
Rory and Spieth, and the most recent one was... Brooks Koepka.
Brooks Koepka.
Koepka's got 3. That's so crazy to think about. Like, he's battling Tiger for the Masters, and like Koepka trying to win his 4th. What?
Trying to win his who? What now?
Trying to win. Did you misspeak? You meant first, right? No, 4th. Whoa.
Oh, vegan Koepka.
Right. See those pictures of him and Jenna Sims?
I
Koepka's living right.
Can I say yes to you?
Say yes to me if you want, Steve. We will put you on hold and get your information. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
He was just to quit.
He was too legit.
That. All right. Let's go to, let's see who's been holding on the longest. Gary, sports or leisure, sir. What side do you want to start with?
What's going on, guys?
You're going on, my man.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Can I fish for double jeopardy?
I like
nice.
That.
Nice.
Well done.
I'll start off with the grab bag. I'll get some momentum going.
All right.
There you go.
Magic, you're asleep at the wheel. Grab bag.
Magic.
Magic Mike's Fable Grab Bag. All right.
When there was that pause right there, I half expected Dave to say, "Grab bag's gone."
It's out. We're out of questions. Grab bag's gone. Sorry,
grab bag's gone.
Sorry, Gary. Grab bag's gone.
He's gone. Gary! Then you grab
play,
bag's gone.
Then you play Marcus. It's Coach gone, Steve. Gone. It's gone, Steve. Grab bag's gone, Steve.
I can see that.
All right. Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. Star Wars Episode 9 had its first. It has its first trailer out. Unsurprisingly,
Magic hates it.
Avengers Endgame and Infinity War hold the number one and number two spots for most watched movie trailers all time on YouTube.
Really?
What upcoming Disney film holds spot number three?
Easy peasy.
For most trailers watched of all time?
Most, yeah, the most times watched.
I guess it's in the YouTube era.
On YouTube,
so
yeah.
It'll be the YouTube era, so. It's the YouTube air.
Trailers seem like they've really been picking up steam.
That was,
like
the first, that was their first lyric. The YouTube air.
Fucked out with a
gangster twist.
Voyeur twist.
It was not, there you go. Like it.
So it's a Disney movie.
Avengers Endgame.
It's a hyped up Disney movie coming out this year.
That I will be going to with the boy.
I'll be reliving my childhood.
You want to go together? Like the two of us and the boy?
As long as you don't mind me hogging
Uncle
Popcorn.
Biscuit.
Yeah, that's right.
I will not be sharing.
We set the popcorn in his lap, and we're both just just grabbing the pot. He's like, this is my popcorn!
Hey, is he old enough to go get a refill on his own?
He is, yes, because I don't want to mess
I'm
the
not
movie.
Leaving.
Yes.
I'm not leaving.
I'll be darned.
But okay.
All right.
Oh, my
apparently,
God.
The Endgame movie is going to be 3 hours long.
I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 3 hours and 2 minutes.
There you go.
Was it going to be like Game of Thrones was supposed to be an hour long on Sunday, but it was actually 48 minutes?
Oh, God, if they conclude like
they
the
leaked,
credits time, it's going to be
the
so
actual,
bad.
Like, when they leaked the episode times, like, you know how they were hyping that they were all going to be an hour and a half?
Feature movie, feature film
length. And then the first two were like 56 minutes. You're like, what is
it? And then it only went 46 minutes.
Is that real? It only went 46
minutes? No, it really did. If you start the Game of Thrones episode, if you watch it on like HBO On Demand, it will end with 10 minutes still in the time frame.
Really?
Oh, it was only a 45-minute episode on Sunday.
I think he's wrong. I think it was 56 minutes in the move in the time bar showed. It was like an hour and five. I think that's
Let's
right.
Let's see. My bad. Whatever it was, there was 10 minutes left over, so I apologize if I'm
misrepresenting. Yeah, that part he's right on.
I'm misrepresenting HBO. I apologize. I'm going to pull it up right now.
Do you have any idea, sir?
Well, here's
the slander.
So did you all say it was released already? Or
No. It's coming up. The trailers are out. Very
hyped.
Yeah,
the trailer has been out.
Disney movie. I don't know if I want to give you another hint. I think
The reason I'm asking is there's four pretty popular ones, but Aladdin or Lion King comes to mind.
Oh.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Yes, provocative.
Yes, quite.
Quite.
Come on, Gary! Get in there, bud!
I find this whole question
on the kick drum,
pedantic.
Gary.
Yes.
Yeah, shallow and pedantic.
I'm going to throw my metaphorical dart and say Aladdin.
Ah!
No.
Bad. Oh man, great guess.
Bad.
Great guess.
The gum, Gary.
That would have been four in a row. The streak is.
Oh no, we didn't know you had. Wow, that's
no,
like.
Oh no, Gary.
That was like a Debbie Gibson in the trivia with Dave, Billy, and Drew.
When we were going for 40-0.
He cooped it. Intern Stones did.
Gary's gone.
I'll say a consolation prize was you. Using my text as a bumper the other day, the Matt Jones text.
Homer to
Jason's a homer, just like so much that Matt Jones is a Cardinal fan.
That's right, yes.
So. Nice.
There we go. Hey, are you the UK homer guy that we have the over-under at 307?
No, that's not me overall.
Okay,
that's
very good.
Me overall.
Okay, very good.
That was me piling on with that text because
I thought
everybody that day was doing a good job of
they
piling
were.
On.
Oh, it was
that.
Great. Yeah. Jason is such a UK homer, he makes Matt Jones look like a Cardinal fan. That's awesome.
Yeah, that
Thank
was
you, Gary.
Mine.
I appreciate it, sir. I appreciate it. All right, brother, have a good weekend, man.
All right, you too, guys. Have a good one.
Bye. Thanks, Gary. Man, the more Garrow talked, I felt worse and worse about him getting that wrong because he seems like a real swell fella.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Like, has he made fun of me for being a UK homer? That's why you like him? All of a sudden now he's invited to your wedding.
Did he not seem like an affable fella?
He did.
Okay.
He really did.
All right.
He really did.
Jeez, cheese and crackers there,
man. Tracy. Next up on ESPN 680 105.7. Tracy, sports or leisure?
Hey there. Let's go leisure.
All right, my man. Do you want Game of Thrones, grab bag, This Week in the Zone, Death Row Records or the Fair City of Louisville?
Well, I'm pretty sure I know the answer to the question you just asked, but I'm going to feed my ego and go for the Game of Thrones.
All right, my man. Magic, is there one that you would like to see answered since it's your category? Ooh, six. Okay. Tywin reforged one Valyrian steel sword into two, giving Widow's Wail to Joffrey and the unnamed sword to Jaime. Jaime eventually gave his sword to Brienne, who named it Oathkeeper, before he came to own Joffrey's sword. Whose original sword was smelted to make the two new ones?
Whoever smelted it.
Ned Stark.
Ah, good job. All right, well, see, this is not for you. All these sounds are not for you.
That was for me, sorry.
You get victory sounds.
Whoever smelted it, dealt it. By the way, I just did the math.
It was Ned Stark's sword, Ice.
I just did the math, everybody. That episode was 49 minutes and about 45 seconds.
Sick burn.
Because while it was listed at like 105 and then it ended 10 minutes before, it took 4 minutes and 45 seconds for them to actually start the episode.
Really? Like at the beginning?
That's right, because they did the super long, elaborate intro
when they already did the trailer. So they did a super long, elaborate intro. They also did the HBO promos for other things that are coming up as well.
They thought we wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
And so, I guess I didn't.
And so 4:45.
We wouldn't notice, but we did. That man's playing Galaga.
Well
done. I like that. All right.
Did you acknowledge that I had the right answer before you started all that?
Yeah.
Yes.
We did.
You totally had the right answer, Gary.
I said all the negative sounds weren't for you, Tracy.
No, they were for me.
They were for Jason.
No, you got it right.
It was Ned Stark.
It was totally Ned Stark.
You got it.
All right. On to the sports side. We have an NBA. We got a Major League Baseball. We have NFL. We have one more random. And then we have college basketball.
Well, since I can't be specific, I guess I'll have to go random.
All right, I like that.
I like that he was just like, did you chuckleheads acknowledge that I got the answer right?
Hey, idiots.
Before you started talking about whatever you're talking about?
Hey,
you know what's important to you, and I know what's important to me, and that's what's important to me.
There we go. Exactly. I like that. We're all selfish.
I appreciate the hell out of that.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, nice math there, buddy. let's do a little sports here, guy.
Nice.
Okay. All right, so the random one. Much to Mark Ennis's chagrin, the Tampa Bay Lightning, they are the latest team to break the record for the most regular season wins and not win that league's championship that year. So not just they have the most wins that season, they have the most wins ever in that league's history. And then they didn't win the championship that year. Who are the three other major sports record holders for most regular season wins that still hold the record for most wins in the regular season, and none of them actually won the championship that year?
All three.
Holy moly. You want three?
All three of them, yes.
Good night, nurse.
Well, just think, there's a team that has the record for most wins in Major League Baseball in regular season. They didn't win the World Series. NBA, a team that holds the record for the most wins in the season, they didn't win the Larry O'Brien Trophy. And in the NFL, most wins in the regular season, didn't win the Super Bowl.
Let's go NFL to Patriots.
There we go. That's why I wanted all three, is because there's a free spot.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Been so many seasons of baseball.
I actually would have gotten this right just because I remember it so well. I'll give you that hint. It's in our lifetime.
Like
the two people behind the mic. So in the last 38 years.
Oh, yeah. It's been since Sosa and McGuire's home run chase.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been
for baseball.
Since,
it's been in the last 30 years for baseball.
Been the last 20.
Yeah, it's been since McGuire and Sosa had their chase. It's been since then.
So the last 22 years, 21 years.
Well,
and then,
I'm gonna have to guess. I'm gonna have to go back to NBA first because I still the baseballs. It's got to either be Golden State or the Lakers because I think Golden State passed the Lakers, but I can't remember. I'm gonna go ahead and say the Lakers.
You were meaning who?
The Lakers back in Golden State beat the Lakers record for regular season wins, but then I think Golden State won the championship the year they did that.
The team that still holds the regular season wins did not win the championship that year, so you
okay,
would
let's
guess.
Go Golden State.
Oh, hey, nice, hey, nicely nice done. Job. Yes, hey, that's right. They did not win the Got championship that. Because that would be LeBron down 3-1. LeBron then averaged the, we all remember, averaged the 30-point triple-double
right.
over those last three go. Games, and they won. So the
LeBron James.
So the Warriors, while have the record for most wins, did not win the championship. And the last one, that's why I had all three, because I kind of felt
two of them
like,
were like the Patriots everybody the knows.
Yes, they were undefeated.
The Warriors was so recent that most people are going to remember it. And then the third, really, it's the Major League Baseball.
Well, the thing is, people do remember that LeBron ever won a game. So
right.
if Jordan beat him, there was no problem.
Coach is gone.
So last one, Major League Baseball. I think this is the toughest one, but.
Yeah, that's why I left it for last.
It makes sense.
By the way, anytime LeBron goes to a new team.
Coach is gone.
That's right.
I'm sorry, did you just give me a hint that I missed?
No, he said every time LeBron goes to a new team, he says coach is gone.
Well, would you like to give me a hint that I won't miss?
Let's see.
What's this, the not super obvious hint?
Well, let's see.
Hey, look, I've already answered like three questions to get to this fourth one.
The best player on this team just finally got into the Hall of Fame.
Well, no. I thought you were going to go the best player on this team just retired.
Second best player on this team just got into the Hall of Fame.
Second best player on this team. Just
I don't think that's.
You mean in history? The second best player in history?
No, on that particular team that won those particular number of games that did not win that particular World Series.
Okay. Let's say the Yankees because I'm guessing Rivera.
That is incorrect, Sad. But I do appreciate you playing. Tracy, thank you, sir.
Tracy, you're good.
Sorry,
sport.
you got the rough
three
one.
Three out
with
of
the,
four gets me nothing.
It gets you a pat on the back from us.
Hearty handshake.
Absolutely.
It did fill the Game of Thrones ego question I had.
There you go. And you get, you know what? You get an attaboy from me.
Oh, boy.
Magic?
Well,
you can have half of Nick Valvano's sandwich.
That's right.
Is there any pasta with that?
No. Well, Nick hasn't been here in a few hours, so there might be
some leftover.
There are three snickerdoodles, homemade snickerdoodles, sitting here in the studio if you can get down here.
Get one of those.
First time I've called to play on the show. Thanks for letting me in.
Oh, Tracy, thank you for playing.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you, man. Don't be a stranger, all right?
All right.
All right, see ya. All right.
Good job, Tracy. That was a tough one.
267-9680 is the phone number. Pulling up that particular team just to see if...
That was a stacked team.
It was.
Yeah.
A very good team. Hey, can somebody put the some more cheese on the mouse wheel, please? The internet, see if we can get this rolling a little bit more. No, the mouse. A little more cheese. Get that ball rolling. Please.
Yeah, buddy boy.
Still nothing. Okay, very good. So the mouse is not going to run a little bit faster on this thing. But it's interesting because the spin wheel on my computer is going pretty quickly.
Nice.
That thing clearly is rolling.
Somebody's working.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Certainly not this processor.
No.
I will say that. Nice job.
Maybe don't have 17 tabs open.
The mouse is gone.
Mouse is gone. Mouse is gone.
You know how long it's been since I've heard the Drew Diener, Billy, Judge Smales laugh? You haven't played it for me in a long time. Just to let you know.
Also, is the internet down, by the way? Because now my iPad's not even great. Pulling it up.
What do you need me to look up? Because there are callers, I think.
Well, that's fine. Where's my phone?
What do you need me to look up?
Oh, got it. Never mind. Maybe the mouse on the wheel has a little bit more cheese. Where did my phone go? Oh, there it is. Got it. Sorry about that, everybody. No, don't worry about us. We're just having a radio show here.
You wanted to know the roster?
I just wanted to look at the roster to see about. I just wanted to see like different hints who was on it. I kind of wanted to see if Magic was right.
I can see
to be
that
honest with you because I don't know that he was.
I've got you
right to be honest with you.
It's still not working. Kind of hard to believe things are going to get better.
That's the internet that we are wondering if it's going to get better. The answer is a resounding no. So I've got my iPad, I've got my actual laptop, and now I'm going to bring up my phone to see which one actually gets there first.
I've got the roster pulled up.
I don't want you to get the roster before me.
Well, too late, pal.
See, you're not using the internet. That's the thing. Is it should have been.
Big
I should have just
deal.
Not
I'm using
the
my
internet.
Mind.
Big deal.
Right. I'm using my photographic memory, and if I can, if I remember right, with my photographic memory. So is the dude that he just said, is he the second best player on that team?
Yeah, that's probably about right. Okay. Yeah, yeah, I'd say that's fair.
Okay.
Two of the all-time greats had moved on literally like right before.
Yeah, for sure.
Right before this
absolutely.
Team.
And like, I know there's people on hold that are going to get this question. I just wanted to know for myself, and it is very annoying that, you know, you click on something. Like, this is 2019. There should be no reason that you should ever have to wait like it's dial-up for something. Sorry. I mean, this is a first world problem.
Google Fiber
it.
Has abandoned you.
Google Fiber has abandoned you.
No, no, no. See, we had AT&T Fiber, and you know how we know we have AT&T Fiber? Is because those bleepers tore up my yard to install the fiber. But don't worry, don't worry. They left a note that said, we will return your yard as close to what it was when we found it as possible. No, you won't.
No, you won't.
That's a lie. Okay, so don't even lie to me. Just say, guess what? We're going to install fiber. We're going to tear up your yard, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it.
Do you have a picture of what this looked like before?
Oh, I do.
Because we did some stuff to
because
it.
Because when they were getting ready to go there, when they left a note there about that they were going to dig a bunch of holes in my yard. Of course, I've got the corner yard, so they got it on both sides.
Oh, yeah. Hey, coach, you eat pasta.
Kind of hard to believe. The yard's going to get better.
Ferrison's had to do extra work out there. Look, guys, see those spots over there? Yeah, I didn't do that. I did not do that. Getting Delta Woods tomorrow.
Ah, nice.
Let's bring in Ron to the conversation. Ron, waiting the longest, a very long time. Still, by the way, wheels spinning on both the iPad and the laptop. Ron, go right ahead, sir. Sports or leisure, what would you like to start with?
Hey guys.
Hi.
I guess we go for the two layup questions.
Yeah.
I mean the movie trailer. Did anybody answer that one?
Not yet. No.
No, it's still there. You want that one?
Let's go with the one I knew right off the bat was the baseball.
Yeah.
It came to those three things, and that's the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Yes, I knew it was going to be easy.
And Magic was referring to Edgar Martinez.
And I was referring to Ichiro.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Yes, because he said the best player just finally made the Hall of Fame, and I'm like, no, the best player just retired.
Yeah, right.
That team.
Exactly.
That was a very good team. They won, what, 111,
wasn't it?
116.
116.
116. Man. Although, by the way,
116, that's right.
They were a little lucky. Their Pythagorean win-loss record should have been 109-53. I mean, how lucky can you get, right? And guess what? Luck ran out in the ALCS.
Sure did.
That's what I'm saying. On to the trailer.
Do you want the trailer question? Would you like me to read the trailer question, or do you just know it?
Well, I mean, the guy had it pretty close. He named the other one.
He did.
Yeah.
Lion King.
You got it. Yeah, that's a quick cleanup job of the low hanging fruit there. Yeah. Good job.
We've got we've got the trailer for the Lion King. Is very popular.
I was going to try the NFL question, but I just take
You know what?
Easy win.
Bird in the hand, you know what I mean?
Sometimes you just want to take the win.
Yeah.
Bird in the hand.
Hey, man,
right.
you had a long week. You deserve
it. Here's the thing.
It.
It's like the NCAA tournament. Don't apologize for winning.
Don't apologize.
Don't apologize for winning. Look, a couple upsets happened before you. The bracket opened up. Don't apologize for winning.
Don't you ever apologize for pocket aces.
That's
all
exactly right,
right.
As long
you
as you go,
you walk.
As long as you go strong early. If you get beat on the river, that's your fault.
That's your fault.
Ron, we'll put you on hold and get your information. Thank you, sir. For those that haven't heard it, here is the Lion King trailer that everybody is going crazy about.
Mangle, I'm very disappointed in you.
I know.
You could have been killed. You deliberately disobeyed me. And what's worse, you put Dang in danger.
God, I can't wait till that thing comes out, man. You can tell right there how traumatic it's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be it was strong casting going for Rick Pitino as Mufasa. It really was. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
Would that make Jared Rafiki? Who's Rafiki? Now I only want to do this, okay? I only want to do this because clearly Simba is Mango. Simba is Mango, and
Ding
Nala
is Nala,
Nala is Dang Adele. So, and we've got Rick as Mufasa. Does that make the NCAA scar? No, Greg Post. No, David Grissom is Scar. Oh, man. And the hyenas are the board of trustees.
Yeah, there you go.
So that makes.
I think he's called them hyenas, haven't he? Or is he called them board of jackals or something?
Something like they should be
board
hyenas.
Of traitors.
Probably. Well, definitely the board of traitors. Yeah. That would make John Schnatter Whoopi Goldberg's character. Right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong about that? Okay. Tom Jurich Rafiki? Who are we missing here?
Poor Pumbaa and Timon.
Pumbaa and Timon. It's Jordan Fair and Kenny Johnson. Hakuna Matata.
Or the excommunicated players. Montrez.
Mufasa's dad once held Rick Pitino up and said, as far as your eyes can see, you will not coach at that university. As far as your eyes can see, what's the pride land.
What's the dark area?
I can't see Alaska. That's where you're going.
What's the dark area? Did you go to Billy Minardi Hall? I told you not
what's
to
the dark area?
Billy Minardi
That's
Hall.
That's the Atlantic Sun. You must never go there. Who's Luke Hancock in this story? Oh, man.
I don't know. The NCAA is clearly...
He's too clean. He can't be a part of this.
The NCAA was the stampede. Mufasa ultimately... Spoiler alert. Mufasa didn't make it, everybody. You know why he didn't? And you know how he didn't make it? Is that it's a Disney movie. Every parent dies. Or there's always a parent that dies in every Disney movie.
I think you missed the obvious one. Audrey McGee is Scar.
No, we went Scar with... what did we go Scar?
You said the NCAA, but if they're the Stampede,
no, he's
Audrey
David
McGee.
Grissom.
No, oh. Scar is David Grissom.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
The Stampede was the NCAA that then, you know, that David Grissom threw him over the edge, and then the NCAA
the
just wrecked him.
Kenny Klein.
Can it be? Or is
what's his name? I forgot his name. Zazu.
Zazu, yes. Yeah. Could Kenny Klein be Rafiki? Oh, man. Just sort of guiding them along in his wisdom.
There's no negative context.
I feel like
that's
Vince. Rafiki at all.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's it. No, Rafiki's been there the whole time. So
Zazu's essentially the hand of the king.
Kind
of
got rid of everyone. Yeah. I don't know if we have a Rafiki.
So can Zazu? Is that Kenny
Klein? Saravi? You know, that's the mother. I mean, we got a lot of. You know what? We might need to cast this before we address it again.
I don't know. I think we pretty much nailed it.
Cipher.
Yeah. Do not put that evil on Saravi. Are you kidding me?
Kidding me? Okay.
Pack up all your stuff and move along.
There's the door.
You've really lost it here.
You deliberately disobeyed me.
One of my favorite things is about, and people sometimes miss this, is that Mufasa and Saravi, the parents in Lion King, were also the king and queen in Coming to America.
No kidding.
I forgot that. I love that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
How about those for Easter eggs?
Yeah, like a lot of people know James Earl Jones, but
what?
I forget the...
Hold on. Who did he play?
I forget the woman's name.
Young Simba. James Earl Jones
right.
was
there
the
you go.
Baby Simba.
I forget
yep.
the woman who played the queen, but she is this. It's the same voice actress.
There
so,
you go.
Pretty awesome.
Let's go to...
nice little Easter egg there for the folks.
Absolutely. As we get ready for Easter eggs on Sunday.
Oh, jeez.
Huh? Sunday, right? Tim, next up. It's ESPN 680 105.7. Tim, sports or leisure, wrapping things up. Our final contestant...
Don't blow
on
it,
sports
Tim.
Sports or leisure, Tim? It's all up to you. Don't worry. But the whole plane's counting on you.
Give me the grab bag.
All right.
Magic Mike's fable grab bag.
Did you like that, Tim?
I hated it.
Well, of course.
All right. We'll do this.
A little
this.
Pitchy there.
Yeah, a little pitchy. Netflix announced they will be creating a new interactive survival series where the viewers direct Bear Grylls through decisions in the wilderness. Famously, what NFL star and zone favorite previously ventured into the woods with Bear Grylls?
I gotta say, it's Marshawn Lynch, right?
Oh my God, this is the best thing since sliced bread.
I think you're right.
Hog up, it felt like I had the entire football field hanging from my back. If that was my first adventure and we just started, we probably gonna fight on what you got next for me, bro. Because if it's some like that, bro, I'm telling you right now. I know you got courage and all that, but I'm gonna have to see what your hands talk about. If he had me dangling off another cliff, now I'm gonna put paws on him.
Is there a deeper metaphor there, Marshawn?
Run through a motherfucking face.
All right, I guess it is not a deeper. You were being literal. All right, very good.
You're not the most literal man.
All right, very good. I apologize. All right, sports for you, Tim. We've got NBA still, Major League Baseball, NFL. No more of the randoms, and then college basketball.
Let's go, feeling sporty.
Tim, what category?
Everybody was starting with like leisure day to give me opportunities to play it.
That's the first time you've played that? Oh, really? Interesting.
I love it so much.
Love it. Fantastic.
We'll go NBA.
NBA for you. Last question in the NBA board. James Harden recorded 32 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists in the win on Wednesday night.
Small game James.
That's right. He's now one of three current players to have multiple playoff 30-point triple-doubles. Who are the other two? Mainly because there's a free space and then the other one.
I'm guessing Russell Westbrook is the free space.
He was not, but well done. That's one of them. Yeah. The other one I thought was the free space, but
they're both
go right ahead. Yeah, they're both kind of. That's why I said both of them. So, you know. Multiple 30-point triple-doubles in the postseason. James Harden, Russell Westbrook.
Littering end.
Tomorrow all day. Triple-double. You're going to be so mad at yourself, Tim.
Come on, Tim.
Let yourself down.
Don't overthink it, Tim.
A lot of texters are saying we got the hyenas wrong. That was Katina Powell's group.
God, man, that's true.
Yeah.
But they're all hanging out with Grissom. We might have to recast this whole thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like organically on the fly, we got it pretty good.
Until Magic screwed up the whole thing.
The whole thing. I mean.
Just ruined everything.
LeBron?
Yay! Hey! It is LeBron.
Good job, Tim.
Right. It is LeBron. He did average a 30-point triple-double in 2016 in those three games.
About 15 minutes
against
ago.
Against the Golden State Warriors. All right, Tim, we'll put you on hold. Get your information. Well done, sir. Walk-off hit heading into the weekend. At least there's some good news heading into this weekend.
Man.
Well, don't worry. The sun will come out of the cave on Sunday.
Here comes the sun.
That cloud and rain rock will slide right out of the way, and the sun will appear again.
You will emerge.
That's exactly right. And Locke will be wrong yet again of him saying that that Jesus would never come back. It's never, ever going to come back again.
Well, Jason, Jesus ain't played nobody.
Well, that's exactly right.
Come
you know,
on, man.
Back-to-back weeks where there was a huge comeback.
Lazarus ain't played nobody.
Back-to-back weeks where out of nowhere, just, wow, he came back. Amazing. He is back, everybody.
Amazing.
Locke's take. Locke would be like, you know what? For the last 2 days, I've been right. I spent Friday and Saturday being right, everybody.
Okay? Doubting Thomas, doubting Lachlan. Old Doubting Lachlan. I was right for 48 hours.
Also.
For 71 hours and 59 minutes, I was right.
I was right. You guys. Fine.
You were all wrong.
You'd be
I
wrong.
I told you Jesus wasn't coming back.
Fine.
He didn't come back for 71 hours That's and right. 59 minutes and 59 seconds.
Great.
And just because The Rock moved, just because he showed up, that doesn't mean that I was wrong.
How about this? Next time, move your own rock. Oh, you're so good? Yeah. How about daddy needed your... You needed daddy's help, didn't you? Oh, daddy helped you out, did he? Oh, did daddy help you? Oh, I see. Yeah. Move your own rock next time. That's what I'm saying. How about this? I was right. You can be right for the rest of eternity. That's fine. I had the first couple days. That's exactly right. By the way, speaking of that, did you see that Mike Anderson called it St. James today instead of St. John's? Which they're brothers. I mean, easily mistakable. It's like Nick and Jamie. You know, you look at Nick, you're like, what's up, Jamie? It's like, oh, wait a minute. Who's the older brother? Who's not?
Dude, like we said this morning, and everybody has said forever, Mike Anderson has never coached above the Mason-Dixon line, and you just threw him into New York basketball.
That's a good point. That's a very good point, yeah.
Texas Missouri's says, the closest he's ever been to Queens.
That is right.
At least professionally.
And it's roughly the same.
Yes.
Mizzou Arena, Madison Square Garden. People always mistake those two. Texas says, Jesus always said it's tough to win on the road. Like I said, it is not. I mean, come on. How big of a deal is it? The guy had a full meal the night before. All right. Okay. I mean, are we really we really doing this? Like, we're really all that impressed? You know? Interesting. Sorry about that, everybody. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm with you. It was a fun story we were going on. You know,
it's way worse than Lion King. I apologize about that.
Yeah, much worse.
Lion King was much better. Much better, by the way. Let me look. Have a look. See here. We only had one college basketball question that was answered. Nobody asked for Governor's Cup or Mr. Basketball. Odd.
Shocking.
Let's see, we had both our NBA questions answered and both our random questions. That's right. So we did not have the Major League Baseball or the NFL questions or about five other college basketball questions. So there you go. We got all of those on the sports side were answered. Well done, everybody. What about the leisure?
Everything was answered. Everything was answered correctly. Wow. By the end of the day. I will just go ahead and throw this out there. The reason why we were doing Death Row Records today is that it was Suge Knight's birthday, and that was one of the questions. Who found
that's
it?
Right.
Death Row Records, along with Dr. Dre and the DOC.
We could always do This Week in the Zone just to wrap up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We need to do This Week in the Zone to wrap up. Yeah. In case people missed what happened this week, we do need to let them know what happened. Dying to know, everybody.
Jason sending a shot at the Midday Rush Thursday, arguing that under no circumstances would he want to see a certain video if released to the public, despite the show's claims. What video is Jason not going to watch? Robert Kraft.
I mean,
Robert Kraft in his personal time.
Their conviction that they are guaranteeing I would click on that is one of the worst misrepresentations that they've ever had of me.
It's projection.
Absolutely. Well, they were talking about like they were like, oh, 1,000 times. Like Cooper was like, 1,000 times out of 1,000, I'm clicking on that. Andy's like, I'm definitely clicking on that. Locke's like, totally clicking on it. Like, what are you guys talking? Why are you curious about that? Out of all the things that your curiosity is,
I get
peaked,
it. I do.
I don't.
Because I get it because you see somebody who you never get to see in a vulnerable position. But I don't. Know,
yeah, vulnerable's right.
Yeah, I don't know if I need that in my life.
Yeah, I don't need to click on that.
Like, it's not an auto click. That's not what that is. Yeah. Like, I don't. That's definitely not what that
is. That video automatically?
That's not auto click. Does that mean that there's a potential misclick later?
No,
I don't think that's any click.
I have to do a pros and cons list.
No, it means if you accidentally
figure out if I want to actually click on that link.
No, it means if you
just find it on Twitter and you just sit there for like the next five minutes not touching Twitter.
Pros. Cons. Well,
here's the list. It rolls out like an old scroll.
See Robert Kraft.
Pros.
Naked.
That's right.
I won't Robert be bored Kraft for a couple naked. Minutes.
I don't. I mean, really. I mean, I'm not really sure.
Able to participate in conversations about Robert Kraft's genitalia.
That's right.
Andy
Pros won't be out of the group that. We'll have the sewing circle conversations
not
about that at
Andy
work.
Andy Sweeney gains an iota more respect for me.
Not missing the boat on the Robert Kraft penis discussion.
That's right. That is
right,
that's it. There's your pro. Is that that's the only pro though that you can that you could possibly think of. I mean, the only way that it plays is if you're like going to CBS or Sports Illustrated and they've got like 17 videos that end up playing automatically.
Yeah, like, right.
Click on CBS. It's like there's five videos playing. Where is like I have like six or seven tabs open all the time, which is why probably my internet just rolls and rolls.
Oh,
and rolls.
Maybe that's just the theory.
Yeah. Right. but every time like I'm trying to play something, I'm like, where is that sound coming from? It'll be, oh, I've got a CBS tab open. I bet I got a CBS sports tab open. 100%.
And you don't want to see like the suggested videos after you click on that, or like the links to what products you're going to get. Like you heard Nick talking about the other day. Like, you know, one misfire, baby.
I'm just surprised that
you need to look at your personal stuff in a protected window.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, that's right. That's the WhatsApp.
It's that's your Biscuits words of advice for the day.
WhatsApp for search engines.
Incognito mode.
Yes. Hey, you got to go incognitus. You know what I mean?
Go a little Richie on that.
Yeah, a little Richie incognito.
All right, what else happened besides Robert
Kraft?
Karaoke
Wednesday with Jason and I. Look at that. Look at that. Magic wrote it as if I was going to read it. Look at smart guy. Mm-hmm. Only one way to celebrate Tiger's return with Eye of the Tiger, which went swimmingly, in my opinion.
I agree.
Which Rocky movie was the song the theme for? That's Rocky III.
All of them.
Otherwise known as the defeat of Clubber Lang.
Yeah.
And the last one, Crean was back. Intern Crean was back with a 30 for 30 on Tiger this week on Monday. Which ESPN Louisville personality did Crean call out for being wrong again in the read?
That's right.
Obviously, our man Locke.
That Locke was wrong. Again.
I was actually hoping this is where the director or producer should have come in and actually given him more of a script to where it's like, here's how I would want it. What I was looking for was that Locke was wrong.
Again.
Again. Yeah. You know, something like that. Yeah. Can we just go ahead and play the 30
for
30?
You want a little more Nancy.
Just
a little more
play
Jim
the,
Nancy.
Let's just play the 30 for 30 with Crean there.
Does it feel like
what
it?
If I told right. you?
Is that the last of this week?
Yeah.
14 okay, years later, the jacket still fits.
That's right.
That a return to glory actually involved 72 holes. That Tiger's prowling finally was on the golf course again. That life ultimately comes full circle. A father and son embrace can last a lifetime. That Locke was wrong.
Wrong.
Again. What if I told you that when Tiger finished the round, he was joined by men all across the world whose putter also went from 6 to midnight? That Tiger is so committed to golf that his hairline mimics the fairway lined by the rough.
That's true.
That he was so sorely missed that we convinced ourselves watching Patrick Reed was somewhat interesting. That the phrase darkest before dawn was actually referring to enduring Virginia winning the national championship. What if I told you that finally, after so many years, Tiger's back is now referring to golf? This
time.
Is Intern Crean reading a 30 for 30.
Is it just me, or did Intern Crean's voice drop a little bit?
I feel like he's getting more
bit,
mature.
Yeah,
you know what it is?
It kind of hurt my feelings a little bit.
It's starting to be. He's in radio. He's doing a show, and
he's,
over
he's
the years,
of it, and I wish
I promise you, my voice was not this in like 2001 yeah. or two when I first started in radio. And
oh, the more you hear it, like I hate my voice.
You would
on radio.
Do it more. Like you would be on the air.
Sometimes I make sure I talk like this.
That's right. People are like, do you have a different radio voice? I'm like, no.
No.
This is my voice.
Hello, ladies.
At one point I did, early on. I would talk like this. And then I would get on the radio and say, Metallica on the Nines. Catch you on the flip side.
Dude,
weather and
so
traffic.
I'm sure you all talked about this. I didn't get a chance to hear all of your all.
Hello, ladies. Believe me, the gift that I have, no other male on the face of this planet has never, ever been blessed with.
I love Crean so much.
He's got a gift.
I'm sure you all talked about Cal Poly at some point today, didn't you?
Calipari?
Cal Poly.
Oh, no, what happened?
They self-reported.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, yes.
Jackasses
idiots,
self-reported.
Man.
What
looks
on the surface as super minor infractions ranging from $5 a
That's
student
right.
to 700 and change.
Yeah.
They didn't give them the option of paying it back. They're going to have to
They vacate everything.
Wins.
Vacating
and
everything.
And championships
for the next 3 years.
For books. For too much of a book allowance.
Cal.
Learn.
Cal. Poly.
Don't you ever tell anybody about something
the
minor.
The NCAA is so mad about Arizona and LSU, they're going to hammer Cal Poly.
Like, they're
you
not
were right,
cooperating.
Tark.
Snitches get vacated wins.
Yeah.
That doesn't rhyme, but that was the original one that people thought
it
about
was, actually.
Before they went to Stitches. That's right. Yeah. Also that happened this week that we never got to, there were random notes that I had. Did you see Dan Mullen give us full evidence that spring numbers are completely fabricated?
Oh, no, I didn't see it.
So Dan Mullen said in the past, because the Florida fans asked him about this before the Florida spring game.
But coach is gone.
The coach is gone. that he had mentioned a number of years ago.
Coach is gone.
That sometimes he'll have fun with the spring attendance numbers, as in the exact number that it is. And so the spring attendance for Florida was announced as 39,476. On Saturday. And by Tuesday night, the internet sleuths of Florida Gator fandom finally figured out what the attendance numbers were. Dan Mullen at Florida announcing 39,476. Remember, that's the attendance that went to Florida. It just so happens to be 39 years since Georgia won a national championship and 476 exact games they've played. 39,476.
That's fantastic.
Is the announced attendance. I love it so much. Also, who cares about attendance?
Yeah.
And I would much rather a coach do that with announced attendance than anything else.
He's talking trash to Vince Dooley on the other side.
I thought you guys had like 70,000 people. Nope. 39,476. Exactly.
I counted. It was more like,
yes. Coach?
Somebody said, would the attendance be 41,014? Because they beat them 41-14. They beat Florida State.
Yeah.
41-14. That was what one guess would be, was 41,014. Like, but when it was 39,476, people were like, what does that have to do with? And it took them like 3 days to figure. Somebody counted 476 games in 39 years.
That's awesome.
It's great. I think I'm out of notes now.
Dave's
mom's snickerdoodle.
I have something
is really,
really
good.
Important to say, and I hope I don't run out of time before I tell everybody.
Just
the,
say it.
You are listening to the Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.